Star FM.
Very excited in the studio right now to be joined by actor extraordinaire.
Oh my gosh, we have a movie star in our midst. Hello, Damien Callinan.
Totes from the movies, g'day.
Down with the lingo, tolts, YOLO, all that stuff. From Backyard Ashes, Damien, how's it going, mate?
Yeah, good.
Good? Yeah, good.
Just can't keep away from Wagga, yeah. To be honest. Yeah.
Now, mate, I think everyone in town has seen Backyard Ashes, but just in case someone hasn't, you played Spock in Backyard
Ashes?
Yeah,
Spock was the kind of sledging wicket-keeper type, who, as you pointed out off-air, did have a slight romantic arc in the film. it's funny, actually, the other night, I'm up at Baranga Writers Centre at Charles Sturt Uni at the moment, and I got locked out, and it was the middle of the night, and I went, what'll I do? And eventually they said I'd ring security, and so this guy came, and he'd been told that I was in Backyard Ashes. That was how he'd be able to work out if I was Reggie Didge.
Who you said you were, yeah.
So this bizarre experience, just in the middle of the night, just with a bloke shining a torch in my face, just going, oh, yeah, you were the wicket-keeper bloke. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got the DVD. Yeah, I should have brought it. I've got to get signed or something. Yeah, it's you.
It's a great it's a great form of ID, being in a good movie like that one.
Have you ever said, don't you know who I am?
No.
Okay.
No. Pip uses that one. Pip uses that one every night, pretty much. joking. She doesn't. I'm going to get hit later.
I've had a few don't you know who he is moments, and they're bad enough.
Yeah.
I remember at a nightclub in Mackay, these people tried to get me to get them into the front, and I didn't realise what was going on. I didn't even really want to go back to this place. And all of a sudden, don't you know who he is? The bloke just went, no. But then the door bitch went, I do. Get to the back of the queue.
Aww. Well, the reason that you are in town at the moment is pretty exciting. You're bringing your show to Wagga. Tell us about it.
Yeah, one of my solo shows is called The Merger. It's about a country town footy club, Aussie Rules Club, that's kind of struggling. It's come a town where there's no jobs and they can barely field a side, and it looks like they're going to have to merge with their arch enemy or fold.
Mm-hmm.
But the coach is a little unorthodox in his approach. He's an ex-AFL player. He played 13 games at four clubs over 9 years. not really a household name. But Troy's got a different approach to life, and he decides to recruit asylum seekers.
Oh, wow.
Right.
To augment their team. He gets all these grants to rebuild the club rooms, which have been destroyed because of asbestos, and he gets them to build the club rooms. And in his own words, he said, mate, if they can swing a hammer, they can kick a footy.
All right.
So that's the premise. And I've been touring the show for 3 or 4 years, but we're in the process of turning it into a film, which is why I'm up here.
This is so exciting.
Yeah. And Mark Rintel, the director of Backyard Ashes, is going to direct it. And, we're getting very close. So we decided that I'm back to the show in Melbourne and Sydney as well. Kind of like one last hurrah before I give up all the characters to other actors.
Well, yeah, because it's a one-man show.
Yeah.
Then how do you go from taking that from the stage into film?
Good question. Two of the characters are sock puppets. So
so it's you on stage doing a bunch of different characters and sock puppets.
And sock puppets,
I love it.
Yeah, so the Goober and Snapper are the sock puppets. So they're basically the guys who are always on the bench.
Yeah,
no matter how short they are for numbers, they very rarely get on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of like the chorus. They sort of discuss the developments in the club, and you know, when the refugees come, they're kind of asking each other questions about, you know, how they're fitting in, all that sort of stuff. So, I'm going to be playing the coach character, Troy Carrington, and there's also a community radio guy who. And I did ABC the other day, and I felt too close to the bone, to be honest. Anyway, this guy is kind of the guy on the community radio station who does every show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, someone's sick, so he fills in on the the women's affairs show and the folk music show, the country music show, the country hour, the whole lot. So I'll be doing his voice as well.
Well, if you need any caricature commercial radio jocks, then, you know, we're here, we're ready.
Yeah, I got my start in community radio, actually. It sounded pretty much like, hi, coming up is the...
a lot of this.
What does this one do?
A lot of papers.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it was...
There's no CDs in the case. Look, if anyone's got any Marty Robbins CDs, just pop them in the station. The back door of the fire escape's unlocked. You can just let yourself in.
It is
anyway,
most of the time.
Some community news. The new defibrillator paddles are required at the CFA, and there'll be a raffle for that. I'm not sure where you get the tickets for that.
Oh, dear. So yeah, that's pretty much how I got my start. So, yeah, I know exactly what I... If you need someone when you're thinking about casting, think about me, please. It'd be great.
Yeah. I will think about you.
Thank you.
And David, I mean, have you at the moment had any ideas about where you might film or...
Look, we did do a recce in the Wagga environs earlier in the year. Went out to Collie and had a look at the oval there.
Yeah.
And Mark was quite keen because he's from Urinquinny originally.
Mm-hmm.
He went and showed us his oval, which is kind of not there anymore. I love it. The scoreboard is actually got a kind of an oak tree that's grown over it, so you've got to lift the branches up to see the scoreboard. there's a fair chance it might be in this area, but a bit far away to say for sure.
And when would you be hoping to like start filming and stuff? Like when? Would
I reckon it'll happen sometime next year.
Yeah.
All going well. But yeah, it's developing. It developed quite a bit of momentum. Then you had to do the stupid thing of actually having to write the thing. So we're a fair way down the track with that now. So.
Well, if you would like to see the show, it is hitting the Civic Theatre this Friday night. See it before it becomes a blockbuster movie.
Yeah, picture it. You can picture it. Picture the credits and...
Yeah. You can be that person that said, I saw that on stage. I saw that before it was a movie.
Yeah, I can't believe they made it a movie. Actually, it was rubbish.
No, it's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for coming in, Damien.
Yeah, my pleasure. Your hit music station. Star FM.